and welcome back to The Hard Notion, the podcast where we explore growth, self-reflection, and learning how to move at your own pace. I'm your host, Z, and today we're talking about something that comes up every January: the pressure to completely reinvent yourself as part of the quote-unquote New Year, New Me culture. If you have ever felt overwhelmed by the idea that you need to have it all figured out by January 1st, or that you're supposed to be a brand new version of yourself overnight, then this episode is for you. Let's take a moment together to slow down and breathe and remind ourselves that the meaningful growth takes time. You don't need to jump into this New Year, New Me wagon at full speed. Instead, let's reflect on what last year taught us and figure out which direction feels right for us moving forward. First, let's start by unpacking why the new year feels like such a heavy time for so many of us. I think it's because it's everywhere, isn't it? The social media is filled with posts about resolutions, transformations, and starting fresh. On one hand, it's so inspiring to see people setting goals and striving for change, but on the other hand, it can make us feel like we're falling behind if we're not doing the same thing. A lot of this pressure comes from the idea that the new year represents a clean slate. While that's a beautiful concept, it's also unrealistic to think that everything from the past year suddenly resets. We carry our experiences, lessons, and even some challenges with us into the new year. And that's okay. It's part of being human, right? It's also worth noting that society loves instant results. So this new year, new me mindset feeds into this idea that change has to be quick, visible, and dramatic. But real growth, real change, it's often slow, messy, and invisible at first. And that's why I think it's so important to give ourselves permission to take things one step at a time. So, instead of rushing into big resolutions, what if we took some time together to reflect on last year? Here are some questions to guide your reflection. Let's do it together, okay? Number one, what moments from last year were you most proud of? And this could be any achievements, wins, or big or small, anything that brought you joy, okay? Number two, what challenges did you face and how did you grow from them? Because I believe that even if they were hard, they most likely taught you something valuable. And number three, what areas of your life that feel good right now and what areas might need some nurturing? So for me, I think number one, the best moments from last year was starting this new business called Treetoria, and it's a homemade bakery that I am doing with my sister-in-law. What's so amazing about it is it's a new territory that I've never tapped into before. I've done business before, but it's not in the form of selling snacks or treats. So there are many elements and factors that I need to consider. But I am excited to what 2025 is going to bring to us. And number two, the challenges that I faced last year, the biggest one of all, probably the biggest one in my life, is how to deal with grief. How to navigate your life after losing someone important. Because I lost somebody, family member, last year, and I didn't know what to think or to react or what to feel. And it was tough at first. But eventually, it got better. But, you know, it never feels the same. And it taught me resilience and that life is so short. And I know it sounds cliche because you've been hearing this your entire life, probably. Everybody says it. But when it happens to you, it hits differently. And I felt that to my core. So he inspired me to finish what I started. And that's why I am doing this podcast right now, because I started this back in 2022 and I never get to finish it. So I'm coming back and to finish what I have started. Number three, what areas of your life that feel good right now and what needs some nurturing, right? I think I am okay with the way that I am living day by day, and the things that I want to nurture. One thing is probably my discipline. I want to be more disciplined and I want to keep my habits on track. So yeah, that's for me. So you can start by reflecting on these questions, okay? Let me repeat them again. Number one, what moments from last year were you most proud of? Number two, what challenges did you face and how did you grow from them? And number three, what areas of your life that feel good right now and what areas that might need some nurturing? So journaling your answers to these questions can be a powerful way to process everything you've been through. It will help you to see the patterns and lessons, and that can guide your next step. So you can take 10 minutes this week or now to sit down with these questions, and you can write your answers freely without judgment, and you might be surprised at what comes up. Now that we have reflected on the past, let's talk about how to move forward without overwhelming ourselves. Here's the catch. Focus on progress, not perfection. Okay, let me repeat it one more time, just for myself. Focus on progress, not perfection. Instead of trying to overhaul your entire life, pick one small habit or area to focus on. And maybe it's drinking more water, or reading for 10 minutes a day, or spending less time on your phone. Small steps can lead to big changes over time. And if you don't believe me, you go read Atomic Habits. Okay, it's a really good book, and it will tell you everything that you need to hear about these small habits that can lead to big changes. Also, be intentional about what you are working toward. So ask yourself this: does this goal align with who I want to be, or is it something I feel pressured to do because of others? Because your goals should feel meaningful to you, not just trendy or impressive. And finally, give yourself some grace. Some days will feel productive and some days won't. And that's normal. I am too. Some days I'm like super productive. Some days I'm like a blob, you know, living on my couch. But the important thing is to keep showing up for yourself in whatever way that you can. As we wrap this up, I want to leave you with this thought. You don't need to be a completely different person to make this year meaningful. I'll repeat it again. You don't need to completely be a different person to make this year meaningful. Okay, I'm also saying this for myself, because whoever you are right now is enough. And growth doesn't mean erasing who you've been. It means building on what's already there. So take your time, reflect on where you've been, and move forward in a way that feels authentic to you. The new year, new me mindset isn't a requirement. You get to set your own pace, and that's a beautiful thing. So thank you so much for tuning into The Hard Notion. I hope this episode reminds you to take the pressure off and embrace the idea of slow, intentional growth. If this resonated with you, I'd love to hear more about it. You can send me a message on Instagram or leave a comment on my latest post. Let's keep this conversation going, okay? And don't forget to subscribe, or share this episode with someone who might need a little reminder to take it slow this year. Until next time, take care and keep striving. Bye.